Are you rethinking your life? This is the best time in history to work remotely or retire in paradise. The world's tropical real estate listings are right here. We know the protocol to narrow it down and point you in the right direction. Get the lowdown. Tell us what you're looking for. Via email, our address is printed in the episode notes. From Studio B and from the seat of my pants in beautiful downtown Cabaretti, welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. I'm Franco. You can find the cost of living, weather information, hotel rates, and airline fares anywhere. But listen here and broaden your expectations. Get the real feel, the human factor, hearts, souls, smells, vibes, state of mind from those who are the lifestyle. You won't know no till you go. Tropical Paradise waits for you. What are you waiting for?
Hola amigos, this is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
This is the fifth and final part of our Cuban story, and I'm going to wrap it up with just some random thoughts and some little interesting things I found out. Like, for instance, for years during the embargo, people have been traveling between the United States and Cuba, mostly from Key West. I know guys who brought new Harley-Davidsons into Cuba, and they returned to the States with antique panheads. Now, residents from Key West, who are, a lot of them are partly Cuban, and they're friends and relatives with the local Coast Guard. Now, they could travel back and forth without incident. This was especially in the 90s after the fall of the Soviet Union, when Cuba was forced to promote tourism in order to survive. So, food and goods were brought back and forth, along with some people. But these were people who were trusted, so they weren't bringing any illegal drugs or weapons or anything like that into Cuba, which is really restricted in Cuba. That's probably, or I know it's part of the main reason why the crime rate is so low. So if you're familiar with Key West, what you would notice in Cuba are some similar fashions, t-shirts, hairstyles, even the exact same street performers you saw on Duval Street would perform on Calle Obispo in Havana. Now, the internet, it's available in Cuba, but only in a few hot spots where they feed off of some of the hotels and such. So people, they just sit around in the park or in a hot spot, like once a day maybe, and they check their emails, and then that's it for the day. It's really better that way. You don't see people everywhere tapping on their phones constantly. In fact, we're in a restaurant. We noticed 12 young girls, and not one of them was texting. Fidel Castro requested No statues, monuments, coins, streets named after him, or anything in his memory. His desire was to let history be history and allow Cuba to grow as it will. Now, all over Cuba, there's parks. Some small, some big. They're all unique. Some of them have free carnival rides for the children. The one in Santiago de Cuba, it's on the top of the hill, and they have a celebration for the community every Saturday. You'll find lots of people and lots of children playing. It's a whole family community day. Now, they have all sorts of little cars and scooters, man-powered merry-go-rounds, puppet shows, all kinds of things for the kids, man. The kids are just having a ball. And it's a real nice crowd. I mean, you don't see anyone smoking, a little quiet drinking, but very orderly and family-like. The children perform on the stage. Now, they're all required to study music, art, or dance, or all in school. So there's a lot of talent. And they're so cute, man. It just brings tears to your eyes. Then a little later in the evening, maybe 9-ish, a proper band takes the stage. And they have food, lots of baked goods. I noticed there's whole cakes, and they're sitting right out in the open air. Not one fly. The night I was there, the temperature was perfect for shorts and t-shirts. Now, one of the problems is when you go to buy something in a store, there's like a 50-50 chance that they have what you're after. And they could care less. They could care if you buy it or not, because it's not profit-driven. So you need what they're selling. They don't need to sell it to you. I mean, it's you have to go see for yourself. Now, make a note, if you go visit, bring soft toilet paper, bring a power strip, any kinds of cords that you have for your phone or anything, bring all that with you. And if you can, you leave the power strips and that kind of stuff, you leave that all behind for the people because it's hard to find. Bring a two-prong adapter, bring a normal size bar of soap, flip-flops. Bring some plastic baggies because it's hard to find bags and stuff there. They just don't have that stuff. And when you're out and about, if you see something you need, get it because it probably won't be there later. Carry small change around because you use the public toilets and you need to either pay or tip the people a little bit. So always have some change in your pocket. Now, I wrote this story down. All the time I was in Cuba, I kept jotting things down because I was really inspired. And I don't want to scare you away with some of the not negatives because the positives and the cool things far outweigh the negative part. You got to check it out for yourself. Now, what's going on in Cuba right now is there still aren't any flights in and out. And even before the pandemic, when you go into the airport in Havana, there's a long table and there's 7 or 8 nurses sitting there. And they just kind of look in your eyes, or if they see you cough or something like that, they call you over and they check you out. So you weren't getting into Cuba in the first place, even before this pandemic, if you were ill. They did avoid it for a long time. But now they do have some COVID cases there. I think it just can't be avoided. Eventually, COVID's going to get around and do its thing. Now, the recent uprising on the streets, that was really surprising to me because the Cuban people, they just don't do that. It's too risky to uprise against the government. So they must have really been in a situation, a very desperate situation. Apparently, this Miguel Diaz-Canel, the president, isn't taking care of the people as good as the Castros did, or maybe they just don't have the respect for him that they had with the Castros. I'm not really sure, but it seems like that's settling a little bit, and I still think it's going to be a while before you can fly in and out of Cuba at will. Now, when you're there, if you want like cigars or rum or something like that, you can get that through the black market. You could get the best cigars in the world at the time when I was there were the Cohiba Bohiques. And depending on how much time you have, you can get them off the street or it's best to find a Cuban and talk a little bit, and you can usually find someone who can take them right out of the factory for you. Because before they reach the end of the line, before they put the rings on and they shrink wrap them or box them or whatever the process is, it's still just tobacco. So what happens if people wrap them up in newspaper for you and you can get them, they can't be any fresher, and they're the best cigars you'll ever have in your life. Now, there's a lot of beautiful girls in Cuba just dying to meet you. If that interests you, you know how to get a hold of me. My email, my direct email is always in the episode notes, and I'll talk to you directly about that. It's a fine line between being a good guy and having fun or being a chump. But there's some really nice girls there, very trustworthy, and just a lot of fun to be with. Now, out of Toronto, there's a radio station, Jazz FM 91. Of course, they aren't doing it now because of the restrictions, but in the past, they have a trip that goes to Cuba for a week. And it was about $2,500 or so. It sounds like the great way to go if you want to check it out. You can go there a lot less expensive, but they stay in Veradera. And then you stay at the Hotel International, which is beautiful. I don't know how much that is, but it's got to be a pretty pricey hotel. And they take you around. It includes all your transportation. I'm sure it involves music, and it's a jazz station. And I wrote to them to find out, and they have a... They know how to walk American citizens through the channel to get there legally. I'm sure you probably get to go see the Bonavista Social Club and different things like that. So that would really be the way to go once that resumes. I think I would love to take that trip. Also, earlier when we were talking about Guantanamo Bay, I was left with that there were like 40 people still prisoners, still in the military base. And I was told that it costs them like $10 million a year to keep them there. Something doesn't sound right. Now, we pay rent for Guantanamo Bay, and it's like under $3,000. In fact, Castro never cashed one of the checks because he was pissed off. He just threw them in a drawer someplace. So it's pretty hard to believe that the United States is spending $10 million a day to keep those prisoners there. Maybe I'll have to stop there with the calculator and we'll help them out a little bit. But that's all I got for now. But don't forget, anything you want to know in detail, you can always get a hold of me and I'll do my best to answer your questions. And this doesn't only wrap up our Cuban story. This wraps up season one of Tropical Paradise Waits. Season two starts in September. And like I said in the beginning, I vow to be truthful and I vow to let the listeners guide the show. So the two biggest questions that I have are the cost of real estate and how to go about getting real estate in the Dominican Republic in particular and some other places. I have some knowledge about some other islands and Thailand. And I do have some really good international real estate people. I mean, people, they live here. I know their families. Really, really top of the line, trustworthy people. And I can guide you in the right direction if you're interested in that. The second thing that everyone wanted to know is, can you find a nice girlfriend here in Republic Dominicana? You can, but there's a protocol. You really have to be careful. There's a lot of nice girls here. And another thing a lot of people were asking about were nightlife and street drugs and things like that. I really don't want to get into that subject, but as promised, I will. One of the first weeks of next season's show in September, we'll sit down and we'll cover that to the best of our knowledge. And again, specific questions, you can always ask them off the air. So I hope you enjoyed season one. Share it with your friends. I look forward to hearing you listen. Ciao, baby. Have you got something to say? Then use your superpowers and download the Anchor FM mobile app, A-N-C-H-O-R. That's our host. Search Tropical Paradise Waits, then tap voice message. Or email me directly, francogringo13@gmail.com. That email address is printed in the episode notes. Smart people listen to podcasts. Tell your friends. We're at the top of Google. Tropical Paradise Waits is presented by Elusive Media. New shows on Sundays. I look forward to hearing you listen. Hasta la semana que viene. Adios. Ten cuidado, si feliz. Ciao, baby.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega.
Our editor and fact checker,
they'll never know.
Our chairperson,
Wilma Buttfit.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Shujas.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.